So Tim, you're the Vice President and CTO of US Express. Can you just give me a little snapshot of the company itself, and then we can talk about the CIO role and the role of big data?
Sure. US Express is a transportation logistics company. We move freight carrier-based shipments across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Been in business for 25 years. Run several thousands cabs and 22,000 trailers across the industry itself. We have freight, and we'll move it, we'll ship it if you need it, anywhere, anytime. So we've been able to use some of our new technology to actually solve a lot of the big data problems.
Now, Tim, there seems to be three different types of databases out there. The traditional relational database like Oracle and DB2 and whatever, transactional databases. There's the data warehouses, and now we have Hadoop. How do the three fit together? How do you see the three fit together, and how do they fit together in your own company?
Well, I think certainly I can talk a lot from my own company, because that gives me the practical experience and the successes that we've had with our strategy. Certainly from an industry standpoint, I think you're going to have a lot of that jockeying really between a separation. What I wanted to do in an approach at US Express is actually have a physical representation of the data itself, whether it was OLTP, whether it was historical or content in nature. But logically, I wanted to be able to tell a user from any given point in time, if you have a data visualization, a report, an OLTP transaction system, to you, it doesn't make a difference. And so the architect that we went after was to help illustrate from a consumption layer standpoint is that you have one-stop shopping of information to go to. The back-end architect is separated in a way to where it will present the information through those physical layers to help you solve those problems itself. And that's where the collision, or that's where the fusion is coming in, so that I can merge OLTP. It's really used as an operational detail store, but at the same time, if I truly need historical contents, I could actually bring them together. We currently replaced 90 mainframe screens that were talking to, a different mini data warehouse. The Datamart was actually getting data from a transaction through a messaging layer. And we replaced all those with three operational detail screens themselves. So when a dispatcher fleet manager came in, he actually had all the data at his fingertips. And we wanted to ask a question. In the past, he had one location to go to. When he wanted to do an order transaction for that day, he had all the data at his fingertips in order to do so. So to us, physically, we did have the separations, but logically, we had the one-stop shop to come to in order for you to solve your problem.
So from an end-user perspective, you have a single screen that the user can access any form of information.
Right.
On multiple devices, we were talking about the driver tech, which is a system for the cab. You mentioned iPad and Android devices, terminals, I guess, as well,
right.
Windows, whatever. So the middle layer, the middleware, or the middle bit, must do quite a lot of translation and processing.
Yeah. And that was the main architect viewpoint. I mean, when you look at that whole middleware data integration pieces, the acquisition of the data, like a message coming in every 3 or 4 seconds off the trucks themselves, that middleware, that whole EII standpoint, really was the guts of the engine itself. When data rested, and the concept that we came up with was a information management flow versus data resting and then you're querying the data. So our concept focuses around event complex event processing. So as information is flowing in through that EII layer, it's being asked questions about where it needs to be routed. Order will come in, okay, this is a brand new order, here's the three locations it needs to go, it resides in memory. Oh, by the way, I'm also important to this other geospacing data, so pass it at the same time over to that location. So the whole flow of data had to be constantly streaming, but you pluck out pieces of data to solve a particular business event that was occurring. So that's the guts of our engine itself. It's not where the data is resting, whether it's resting in MPP or SMP or whether it's OLTP or whether it's OLAP. That's not the question. It's the flow of data is always constant, but at any given point in time, you have to ask it a question. When you ask it a question, it's going to have certain events that are tied to it. Is it a new order? Yes, it is. Okay, I need order ID, creation date, X, Y, and Z. Okay, order's complete. Change the status. Integrate it with the maintenance data to let them know it can be tied to a particular truck. So the whole collaboration around information management flow has to be constant. So that was the change in the architect that we put in.
So there are multiple data stores for this information?
Yes.
As it streams?
As it's streaming, right.
And what's your view then on master data management?
You know, master data management within trucking itself is very a small subset. Although we use the IDQ tool to cleanse specific data elements that are very important to a trucking company. But what I did notice is that the architect around that golden record was very few in nature. Certainly customer, things around the customer are important, but the loads themselves were down into the 15 to 20 different data elements. So we have a MDM architect, but it's very small in nature compared to other companies. So customer to asset, asset to a product, product to a location. Those were some very simplistic MDM hierarchies that we had put in place to help establish our golden record. We ended up designing and coding that ourselves. And that helped me kind of enforce the rules within Informatica's data quality tool around that golden record itself.
But a single record that's been streamed in could appear in multiple places.
Absolutely, yeah. So we could actually send it to our AS400, which needs the data. It then could then be queried up into our other data warehouse or operational data. But the key for me is that we developed what's called an ETVL, Extraction Transformation Validation Loading. That rule is actually in the message layer. So the validations could be certain business aspects around what, okay, I want to ask who this customer is, what's the valid address? It'll do a quick lookup into the address data dictionary to make sure I'm getting the most cleansed record for that customer itself. So I don't do everything, and that's why it's so fast, is I only need to clean specific data that you're asking the question on. Mm. And that's the technique that we decided to use.